It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, board member of the Great Plains Colon Cancer Task Force, Jerry Engen, joins us. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, the best day ever.
Great. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
I appreciate you coming out today. Colon cancer, the most preventable form of cancer, and yet we still lose people each and every year because of it. I would say in one word, the answer would be screening, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Awareness, education, and screening is pretty much the crux of our cause and our efforts here in Douglas and Sarpy County to encourage more people to just remember how important it is to get this screening and to detect it early so that it can be cured.
How does the Great Plains Colon Cancer Task Force do that? How do you get the word out? How do you educate? What are the activities that that you all do to make sure that we all do our part to stay healthy?
Exactly. Well, during the month of March is our main focus here locally. You'll see billboards and bus benches and things on buses and PSAs, just encouraging people to get to local pharmacies where we do distribute these screening kits for free. And then in addition to that, in order to support those efforts, we do a couple of events each year that are really fun and fitness related for families to participate in. And our first one is coming up this Sunday. It's called Rollin' to Colon.
And in this case, we're talking about the town of
the
Colon.
The town of Colon, yes.
Here in Nebraska.
Yes, ironically, we are one of the few states in the country with its own colon. So we thought it was quite serendipitous that we could actually do a bike event where people would get on their bikes and could ride to the city of Colon and back. It's a 53-mile bike ride, which sounds a little ambitious, but for those who aren't quite up to that level of bicycling, we have some other smaller routes available.
And how is money being raised through this event? Do people sponsor the riders, or is it just a matter of entry fees, that type of thing?
Yes, there is an entry fee, and then we do have a competition for teams that collaborate and work together and raise funds based upon the number of cyclists on their team or the number of miles that they're going to ride. But the real event is just geared towards awareness, and whether you're a fundraiser or not doesn't matter. If you want to come out and participate, it's a great event.
Sure. It'll be this Sunday. It's a Father's Day event, which is kind of neat, and what better way to say I love you, Pops, than stay healthy and stick around for a while.
Yeah, stay healthy,
right?
Stick around and get screened.
Sure. Yep. Well, what time does this event start and where?
Well, the event will kick off at Douglas County West High School in Valley, Nebraska, which is located at 401 South Pine Street. The earliest ride, that's the 53-mile bike ride, we would encourage bikers to start, to be there and be ready to start at 7:30 in the morning. So if you haven't registered yet and you still want to participate, we'd like you to get there around 7, get registered, get your bike situated, make sure you bring your helmet, that type of thing. And then at 8:15, we have the start for people who are interested in biking the 40-mile or the 30-mile course. At 9 o'clock, the 20-mile course bike riders will start off. And at 10 o'clock, we have a 10-mile bike ride start. So there's something for everybody of all ability levels.
Sure. Oh, that's wonderful. How is it, there's a proliferation of commercials right now for a colon screening product that has to be prescribed by a doctor. How has that impacted people contacting your organization or participating in, you had mentioned that in March you give away free screening kits and that type of thing. Have you seen an uptick in people getting screened? Are you seeing progress?
Yes, we are seeing progress, and all efforts to make it easier and simplify that process to get screened, I think is good for awareness throughout the country, and especially in our county. But I would say I think we'll see maybe more of an uptick next year when we start promoting the screenings again.
Sure.
That the leverage of all these different media events will just keep building awareness.
And the big news really is that the American Cancer Society has lowered the age of when you should really start the screening, because we were still missing folks that the age had been 50. At 50, you go get your colonoscopy. That was just kind of the big deal.
Right.
For most men, it was about 53 years old, not because that's what was recommended. They just put it off 3 years before going.
True.
But now they've dropped that age to 45,
mm-hmm.
probably because of the obesity epidemic in America, which means our diets aren't what they should be, and diet and exercise, main causes of colorectal cancer, aren't they?
Right. Well, they're not 100% sure of every connection, but the research so far would point to that direction. The other thing that's interesting is that the same risk factors that put us at risk for colon cancer and the things that we can do to improve our risk and lessen our risk also help with heart disease risk as well. So it really, really bodes to just be living an active lifestyle, watching your weight, staying within 20 to 30 pounds of your ideal body weight is healthy and doesn't mean a lot of sacrifice, and then eating whole foods and less processed foods.
If you're taking care of the top, you're taking care of the bottom. That's great. Jerry Engen, thank you very much. She's a board member of the Great Plains Colon Cancer Task Force. You can go to coloncancertaskforce.org for more information and for information about this event on Sunday. Thank you so much for being here today. Morning Edition continues right now.